This is Kate Harness with 307net Radio, and today I'm joined by Luke Goddard, who's the newly appointed chairman of the Cemetery District. Hello, Luke, how are you?
Hello, Kate. I'm doing well, thank you.
Nice to see you, and thank you for taking a moment to speak with 307net Radio about the Cemetery District and what the priorities are for the board. Just to recap, yourself and three other new board members took office at the beginning of the year, following the November election, and that's yourself, Sheila Camino, Barbara Muller and Liz Graves. But since then, there have been a number of changes, which happened fairly rapidly, and one of the first moves that you made, along with those fellow board members, was to follow up on your campaign pledge to get rid of the $400 fee for Saturday burials. So just to clarify that that is no longer in place, that was something that you stood on. The four of you stood on that, I believe. But since then, there have been a few changes in personnel, not only at the board level, but also the appointment of a new sexton. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think within the last, just over a week, we were able to interview and hire a new sexton, Sean Sullivan, who's going to start at the beginning of September, and we're, you know, really excited. I think he's got a lot of qualifications that will benefit the cemetery, not only his construction background, heating and air conditioning, knowledge of sprinkler and irrigation systems, but also, you know, managing and helping family members at the time of their loss and grief. And so, you know, it brings all of those skills to the cemetery, and we're really lucky to have him, and we're excited to get him on the ground and working for us.
Yes, indeed. And in full disclosure to that, for those who don't know, I'm Kate Harness, and I'm married to Dave Harness, and we own the Harness Funeral Home. But also Sean Sullivan has been a core member of the Harness Funeral Home team for many years and has interfaced in many different ways with families at a time of really acute need. And as you point out, you know, he has many special skills in that area, which will really bring something to the cemetery, to Willow Grove Cemetery, and of course to KC as well, because there's shared knowledge and so on. So this is now an entirely new board since January. You have two new board members, former chair John Hanson and Dave Moat recently resigned in the middle of their terms, and the board appointed, following an invitation of interest, Bob Hancock and Cassie Spearing to the board. I suppose the question is, what happens to all the institutional knowledge that has been lost? We have another new sexton. The previous sexton was here for, you know, not a considerable number of years. And are you concerned at all just about the fact that there's a whole new team and how to kind of retain some of the knowledge of the workings of the cemetery?
Sure, absolutely. I think anytime you have turnover in a position, not only like the sexton, but in the board team, it puts you in a difficult spot to lose a lot of the knowledge and workings of what's happened before us. I think, you know, we've been able to reestablish some communication with former sextons that have some of that knowledge, that have been willing to share it with us and help us along here recently, which has been good. And then, you know, when John Hanson left, he offered to continue to be in touch and provide any knowledge of, you know, that he had related to the function of the board or the cemetery. And so we certainly appreciate that offer and we'll take him up on it when needed. And so hopefully with those kind of two things in place, we can kind of maybe even get ahead of where we were at this time last year with the institutional knowledge. But, you know, it's always hard. I think we're dealing with that now with our irrigation system here that's not functioning correctly, and we lost a lot of the knowledge of how that works. And, you know, Paul Kozacek, our deputy sexton, has been able to reach out and work with some of those former sextons that actually had some understanding of the system, which has been good. And so, if anything, I think we're starting to reestablish some communication that had been, frankly, lost in the past. And so, I think that's exciting. There certainly will be challenges that we'll face going forward, but I think we have the team and the desire to work through those challenges and really come out on the other side a better cemetery, able to serve the public in a, you know, at least up to their standards and hopefully exceed those standards and continue to move forward.
Thank you. And another item of interest, of course, is something which is currently known as the cremation garden. That was something that was discussed back in November around the time of the election, but hasn't really been given much public discussion recently. What can you tell us about what it is and what its status now that you've actually been in post as a board member for some time?
Yeah, and so I think, like you stated, we're all 100% new board, and so something that had been in the strategic plan of the previous board was to develop this cremation garden. And as part of that, phase one, they bought two columbariums, which are essentially walls with niches for the placement of urns and cremains. And so we have those on site, and we're now in the process of developing the infrastructure to hold the walls, the sidewalks to get people access to them, and the landscaping and all of that. And, you know, after the board came on, we really were struggling to get forward progress on that project. And I think with Sean's knowledge of construction and, you know, involvement in construction projects in the past, we're excited. You know, that's one of the things that he's going to make a priority, is to get those walls up and accessible to the public. And so, you know, hopefully next year this time we can meet again and talk about the function of those and the benefit that they are to the community.
So to try and describe them to people, it's like a wall with little sort of niches in it, and you can buy individual niches, and in there you can place what we call cremains, which is the cremated remains of a body, and in some way, you know, you may be able to put a plaque there and so on, but it's just another way of preserving and storing cremains rather than burying them in the ground in a regular gravesite. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a great way of summarizing it.
And is it not going to be an option that people have to take? You could still be able to continue to bury cremains in a regular grave.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And are you, I assume that, you know, you've inherited a bunch of issues here, not only the kind of, you know, the capital overhead for the cremation garden itself, but then also, you know, the construction to complete the construction project, but also how much it's going to cost for people to, you know, purchase niches and so on. When do you envisage these things being available to the public?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I don't have a great answer for you. I think it's certainly premature now to have those discussions until, like we've talked about, we get that infrastructure, we get those walls into place. And so, you know, whether that happens before winter comes, I think is probably unlikely. But hopefully, you know, early next spring, we can get going quickly on the project. And, you know, it would be a goal of mine by this time next year, we could be, you know, having those available to the community and be able to, you know, price those niches out. We, as a board here, have not discussed those costs, and so I think it would be a little premature for me to discuss it now.
Sure, and but is there a location actually at the cemetery? Do you know exactly where you're going to put them?
Yes, there's a plan based on the previous board strategic plan. And so that sits near our upper pump house. Now there's a little, you know, sign designating where that's going to be for those that are interested. And so I don't think there's any plan to change that right now. And so at least as far as I'm concerned right now, that's the location it will be.
So if families were interested in this sort of option, they just need maybe to be patient for a little longer, and as the board develops those plans, finalises those plans, and maybe next spring, it may be a conversation that could be had in more detail.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's a fair way to put it.
So one of the most important jobs any board has is to manage the budget and the cost-effective expenditure associated with the running of that enterprise. How much does the cemetery district take this year in mills, and how does that compare to previous years?
So our request for our mill was at 1, which is up slightly from where it was last year. I think it was right around 0.7 mills, and the year prior to that it was 1 mill. And so we had actually planned to try to stay similar to what we were last year, but there were some new regulations that came into effect, I believe last year, where the mineral companies are paying their royalties in advance, and so they were paying based on that 1 mil from 2 years ago, and so if we'd have dropped it down to the 0.7 mil where we were last year, then forget the exact number, but it would have been over $100,000 we would have had to return to those mineral companies and draw down from our reserves, in addition to what we had planned to take from our reserve, which was about $150,000. And so from a budget standpoint, we just couldn't afford it. I think it's a discussion to have in the future of how we plan and mitigate those changes and plan to give that money back if need be. In a little bit, you know, slower fashion, from, you know, $250,000 at once.
So, do you feel as a board, do you feel that you have sufficient money to operate? Are you able to do the things that you need to do, you know, to keep Willow Grove and, of course, the KC Cemetery, you know, at a standard that the community has come to expect? I mean, Willow Grove is a especially beautiful and treasured place by many. Do you think that you can make ends meet, or is this really tight for you?
No, I think, you know, our budget is certainly a reasonable budget. I think draw a third of what's possible, and it's certainly, you know, I don't think we're bare-bonesing anything in the cemetery. I think we're creating an environment where we have the equipment to take care of the facilities, and really trying to keep it up to the standards for the community, and doing it without increasing our budget a significant amount. It did go up a little bit along with everyone else's budget between utilities, gasoline, and some of those other expenses, deferred maintenance that had happened for quite a while. We were spending, I think, one month, well, total last year, over $9,000 in maintenance on our mowers, and so we've replaced a couple of those this year, and got a pretty good deal for them. And so, you know, upgrading our equipment, keeping the facilities at a level that the community expects, and I think, you know, we'll be able to dial back that mill request, I think, in the future. It was just the way it all played out this year that we couldn't do it quite yet, and so that would be, at least depending on what the valuation of county is, would be my hope, is that we could slowly draw that down. It just kind of hit us all at once at what would have happened if we'd done that this year. So
a cemetery is pretty labor intensive. You know, we have very pronounced seasons here. This year we've had a tremendous amount of rain, which I know has presented some significant challenges, and we had some very difficult snow conditions last year. Do you feel that there are enough personnel both in the office and outside to kind of continue to do the job that the community expects?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a fair question, and I think we're still finding our way as far as that goes. You know, we struggled early in the year with getting enough people out there to really get the work done early in the year before Memorial Day and that season that needed to be done. We had to seek some outside contract help. And so, you know, I think as Sean comes on into that sexton role, what that looks like as far as what are his administrative tasks versus what are his groundskeeping tasks, being outside, kind of working, getting the systems up to the level that we expect, yet to be determined. I think if we find ourselves in a position where, you know, we're suffering from an outside keeping the grounds beautiful, those sorts of things, we may look at doing some additional administrative help, but that's certainly not where we're at right now. It's been a discussion we've had, but certainly no decisions yet. So we'll see how it all goes. But we've had, you know, a great crew of summer help, and high school kids that have come out and really done a great job under Paul Kozacek's leadership, and have, you know, really done a great job keeping the grounds looking great through this summer. And so I think they're going to try to help us occasionally when the leaves fall, which is what we struggled with last year. There were a lot of residual leaves on the ground when the snow fell, which we had early snowfall last year. Some was out of everyone's control, but a lot of leaves that stayed on the ground through the winter and create a lot of extra work come spring this year. And so hopefully this year we'll be able to avoid that and be a step ahead next summer.
And of course, you are a cemetery district board, not just a Willow Grove cemetery board. What is happening in KC? Is everything running smoothly there? Have you got projects planned down there?
Yeah, so we have a deputy sexton that is, you know, designated and really takes care of the KC Cemetery, Danette Mondo. I hope I said her last name right. But Danette's been there for some time now and does a really great job down there. She keeps those grounds looking really, really tip-top. She mows and weed eats, and they planted some trees around the perimeter of it, and she has a drip system that goes to those trees. And so I don't know that there's big projects planned at the moment, aside from just continuing that support that she has from the board to keep doing the great work that she's doing. We did, you know, they have a nice shop building there, but it didn't have heat, and so we've finally gotten a heater installed for her so that she can work in the shop doing some kind of clerical administrative tasks during the winter and not freeze. And so hopefully that'll be a good addition down there and allow even the community members to come in and look at spaces on the computers and a warm area outside of the summertime. And so, you know, that's one project that we did finally get done. And so, but otherwise, I think the KC Cemetery continues to function really well under Danette's leadership, and so we're grateful to have her.
Luke Goddard, thank you very much for giving us a quick look down into the work the Cemetery District Board is doing and bringing us up to speed with the various changes that have been going on, and for just taking some time to explain.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Luke.